Hey, St. Pete. I'm Shelby.
I'm Danny.
And I'm Audrey.
We're with the Grand Central District Association, and this is your Grand Central District update on Radio St. Pete. Let's kick things off with something happening this week. Danny, what do we have going on?
Actually, one of my favorite monthly events. You can join us this Thursday at Hawthorne Bottle Shop at 5:30 p.m. for our Mix and Mingle. It's a laid-back evening where business owners, neighbors, members, and anyone who loves Grand Central can come hang out, meet new people, and support a local business.
Basically, networking, but without the awkward name tags and forced small talk.
Exactly. Just good people, good conversation, and maybe even a drink in your hand. We'd love to see you there.
Speaking of our business community, we've got some great new members to welcome. First is The Carpenter's Daughter, a beautiful boutique with size-inclusive women's clothing, accessories, handbags, jewelry, and self-care products. If you're someone who says, I never have anything to wear, well, they might have a solution for that.
We're also excited to welcome Coastal House Vintage, which is basically a treasure hunt every time you walk through the door. They've got curated vintage finds, local makers, and even a craft cafe where you can sit down and get creative. And a big welcome to LPL Financial as well. We love seeing professional businesses choosing to invest in Grand Central right alongside our restaurants, retailers, and artists. That's what helps make our district such a vibrant place.
Another thing we're really excited about is that tickets are officially on sale for Taste of Grand Central, our annual fundraising gala happening September 17th at Coastal Creative.
This is one of those events where showing up hungry is actually encouraged. You'll get to sample food and drink from local favorites like Trophy Fish, Hostess, The Oyster Bar, Eat Dessert First, Irons Club, Twisted Indian, and Sip Chaparay, with more still to come.
And this year is extra special because we're celebrating the Grand Central District's 100th anniversary. Every ticket helps support our events, beautification projects, and the work we do throughout the year to help our local businesses succeed.
Now, summer can be a little slower for our businesses, so if you're looking for something to do this weekend, skip the chain restaurant and spend an afternoon in Grand Central instead. It really does make a difference.
Looking for something to do this weekend? We've got you covered. Beat the heat with a glass of wine at Savoir on Central, cool off with one of the refreshing drinks at Sip Shop Hooray, or get creative at Sugar Cream Clay, where you can paint your own pottery in the air conditioning and leave with something uniquely yours. And if you're looking for an evening outing, be sure to check out Imagine Museum's Sunset Market this Friday. It's a great opportunity to shop local artists and makers, enjoy live music and food trucks, and experience one of St. Pete's most unique museums after hours. Then wrap up your day at Mutz & Martini's, where you can unwind with a cold drink while your pup gets to cool off too.
And while we're talking about our four-legged friends, here's your friendly Florida summer reminder. Grand Central is incredibly dog-friendly, but our sidewalks can get hot. Here's an easy trick. Place the back of your hand on the pavement for about 7 seconds. If you can't comfortably keep it there, it's too hot for your dog's paws. Morning and evening walks and sticking to shady spots whenever you can are always the safer choice.
Your dog may not say thank you, but we're pretty sure they'll appreciate it.
As always, thanks for supporting the businesses that make Grand Central such a special place.
Every coffee,
every meal,
every local purchase helps keep this neighborhood thriving.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you around the district.